I want you to imagine, just for a second, that you are looking at an invoice sitting on your desk.
Oh, the dreaded IT bill.
Right. It's from your IT guy. You know, the person you call when your servers inevitably crash, or, I don't know, the printer mysteriously stops communicating with the network.
Which always happens right before a deadline, naturally.
Always. And he's charging you, say, $150 an hour, maybe up to $350, depending on your market.
Yeah, that's pretty standard.
And you look at that number and you probably think to yourself, well, hey, that's manageable. I mean, I'm only cutting this check when something is actually broken.
Right, it feels like you're saving money.
Exactly. But what if I told you that while you're feeling pretty good about negotiating that hourly rate, the exact same problem he's currently fixing is silently draining $5,600 from your business every single minute?
Yeah, it's one of those statistics that induces a mild panic attack when you really sit down and look at the ledger.
It really does.
But when you start calculating the cascading effects of a system failure, the reality of that invisible hemorrhage becomes very clear.
And that is exactly our mission for this deep dive. We are unpacking a really comprehensive industry breakdown from a company called Technegion.
Taking a hard look at the traditional break-fix model.
Yes, looking at the hidden and honestly often fatal costs of that traditional break-fix IT versus proactive managed IT.
It's a crucial distinction.
Because the ultimate goal here is to help you understand that here in 2026, choosing how you manage your technology infrastructure isn't just like an operational preference anymore.
No, not at all.
It's not about whether you prefer Macs or PCs. It is a pure fundamental business survival decision. Okay, let's unpack this because the math in this industry data completely flips conventional business wisdom on its head.
What's fascinating here is how fundamentally we, as business leaders, tend to miscalculate risk.
How so?
Well, we are so focused on the visible invoice, right? The literal piece of paper the IT guy hands us for 3 hours of labor.
Right, the 150 bucks.
Exactly. But we completely ignore the invisible secondary costs. We look at the hourly rate for the repair, but we fail to account for the stalled operations, the idled employees, and the reputational damage that occurred during those 3 hours the system was down.
Yeah, the core paradox we're looking at is that the true cost of break-fix IT isn't the hourly rate at all.
Not even close.
The breakdown from Technegion points out that the average cost of IT downtime for businesses translates to that $5,600 per minute figure.
Which is just staggering.
If your system fails for just 1 hour, that is over $330,000 evaporating.
Wow.
I mean, paying for break-fix IT is like paying a firefighter by the hour only when your house is already ablaze, rather than, you know, investing in a fire prevention and sprinkler system.
That is a brilliant way to visualize it.
You're trying to negotiate the hourly wage of the guy holding the hose while your living room is literally turning into ash.
Yeah. And the insidious thing is that the damage isn't always a massive roaring fire.
Right.
Often, it's a slow burn. The industry data describes it as a death by a thousand cuts.
Oh, I like that phrasing.
There's a metric they track that is just brutal for operational efficiency. It's an average of 15.3 minutes of daily productivity lost per employee due to minor unresolved IT issues.
Wait, 15 minutes? Honestly, that sounds incredibly conservative.
It does,
I
right?
mean, I've seen people spend 20 minutes just trying to figure out why their microphone isn't working on a video call or, you know, waiting for a bloated operating system to reboot.
It is conservative, but even at that baseline, it's devastating when you scale it up.
Yeah, I guess so.
If you look at the mid-sized Orange County businesses analyzed in this data, say a busy medical practice in Irvine or a law firm in Newport Beach, let's assume you have a 50-person workforce.
Okay, 50 people.
15 minutes a day per person multiplied across an entire year.
Yeah.
You are looking at weeks of lost paid time.
Wow, weeks.
It is tens of thousands of dollars in payroll spent on highly trained professionals staring at spinning loading wheels on their screens.
That's agonizing to even think about.
And the staggering cost of this downtime isn't just an accident. It's the direct, predictable result of a fundamentally flawed business model.
Which brings us to the economics of incentives. And this dynamic completely changed how I view outsourced services.
It really is a paradigm shift.
Let's look at the foundational structural flaw of the break-fix model. A break-fix provider literally only makes money when you, the client, are actively bleeding.
Exactly.
If your servers are humming perfectly, if your network is totally secure, and if your employees are working without a single interruption, Well, that IT guy is starving.
He's making $0.
Right. Every problem that doesn't happen is lost revenue for them.
It's a profound conflict of interest. They have zero financial incentive to implement proactive monitoring, to keep systems patched, or to, you know, invest their unbillable time in strengthening your cybersecurity posture.
Because they can't charge for it.
Right. Doing those things actively reduces their future income.
I hear that. But let me play devil's advocate for a second here.
Sure, go for it.
The alternative model being pushed here is managed IT, where a business pays a flat monthly fee. In 2026, the data notes this is typically between $110 and $400 per user per month.
Right.
Wouldn't human nature dictate that a flat fee provider might just take your money and do the bare minimum?
That's a common fear, yeah.
I mean, if they're getting paid exactly the same, whether they work 1 hour or 50 hours, wouldn't they just sit back and relax?
It's a logical assumption, but that's exactly where the incentive structure flips entirely.
So?
Because managed IT charges a flat fee, their profitability depends 100% on keeping your systems running smoothly. Think about the mechanics of it. If your systems crash and their team has to spend 40 hours fixing it, they do not get paid an extra dime.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
That labor cost eats directly into their profit margin.
Oh, I see. So the labor required to fix a disaster is effectively a penalty for them.
Precisely.
Every disaster they prevent actually saves them time and money.
Their financial interests are now perfectly aligned with yours. It is in their absolute best financial interest to spend the money up front, to install the absolute best monitoring software, to automate security patches, and to replace failing hardware before it breaks.
That makes total sense.
By preventing the fire, they keep their margins healthy and your business stays online. It's an inverted incentive structure that turns them from a reactive vendor into a proactive partner.
Okay, theory is great. Understanding the financial incentives makes sense on paper, but here's where it gets really interesting, putting these opposing models to the test in real-world, high-stakes crisis scenarios.
Stress tests.
Exactly. Let's step away from the abstract and look at what actually keeps CEOs awake at night. Specifically, the 2 a.m. ransomware attack.
The 2 a.m. attack is the definitive modern nightmare, especially given the current threat landscape.
It's terrifying.
The analytics from 2025 show that cyber attacks are hitting an average of 1,925 per organization weekly. Weekly. That is a 47% year-over-year increase, and it's almost entirely driven by automated AI-powered threats.
Because AI doesn't sleep. It doesn't take holidays. It probes your network at 2 a.m. on a Sunday.
Relentlessly.
So let's walk through the mechanics of this under the break-fix model. The attack breaches your network in the middle of the night. It starts quietly encrypting all your company data, your client records, your financial histories.
All of it.
And for hours, nobody notices because the break-fix guy is at home, asleep in his bed. There is no after-hours monitoring.
Right. By the time your employees start arriving at 8 a.m. with their coffees and realize they can't log into anything, the damage is total.
The screens are locked.
The ransom screen is up across the network. Your backups might be compromised because nobody was regularly verifying their integrity.
Yeah.
And break-fix provider has to go, you know, commute over just to begin assessing the wreckage.
Which takes hours.
It is entirely too late.
Yeah.
But contrast that mechanism with managed IT. They utilize a 24/7 SOC, a security operations center.
Which is essentially an always-on digital watchtower. But how does that actually stop an attack in progress?
It comes down to behavioral anomaly detection. The SOC uses AI-powered threat detection software that monitors network traffic behavior at the endpoint level.
Okay.
At 2.03 a.m., the moment an abnormal encryption process begins, something a normal user profile never does, the SOC software detects the deviation.
Immediately.
Within seconds. It doesn't just send an alert. It automatically severs that specific machine's connection to the main network switch.
Wow, so it isolates the infection.
The threat is functionally quarantined, and the human security team begins the recovery process before a single employee even clocks in.
That is the literal difference between a minor blip in the IT logs and your business being the lead story on the morning news for a catastrophic data breach.
Exactly.
But cyber criminals aren't the only ones who can shut your business down overnight. Regulators can do it just as fast. Imagine waking up to a surprise compliance audit.
Oh, compliance is where the reactive model truly falls apart.
Exactly. Let's say the Office for Civil Rights announces a HIPAA investigation into your medical practice, or Fine&R schedules a cybersecurity exam for your wealth management firm.
Or even a client audit.
Right. Something as common as a major enterprise client demanding a CSU C2 audit, which, for anyone unfamiliar, is essentially a rigorous third-party certification proving you actually handle sensitive data securely.
It's basically a requirement now.
And if you fail that audit or you can't produce the documentation, you lose the client. Period.
Under the break-fix model, you are starting from zero. The provider hasn't been maintaining continuous compliance documentation because, well, you never paid them an hourly rate to sit around writing reports.
They only fix broken things.
Right. They cannot demonstrate the historical security controls that regulators demand. Managed IT, however, builds compliance tracking directly into the infrastructure.
Oh, so it's automated.
The documentation is continuously updated, the access logs are preserved, and the risk assessments are current, because maintaining that proof of compliance is part of the flat fee standard deliverable.
Okay, so we've got hackers and regulators, but what about just simple physical entropy? The dreaded Friday 4 p.m. server crash.
The classic IT nightmare.
I actually lived through one of these a few years ago. Yeah. Our main local file server just gave up the ghost right before a massive weekend project. We called our hourly IT guy. He was stuck on another job and said he couldn't even get the replacement parts until Monday morning.
Oh, no.
We had a 20-person team totally locked out of their critical files for the entire weekend. That's 320 lost work hours just gone into the ether.
That's a painful story, but unfortunately a very common one. And again, we go back to the mechanics of proactive managed IT.
Yeah.
They are actively monitoring the hardware degradation.
Right.
They don't wait for the server to literally start smoking on a Friday afternoon. They use endpoint monitoring tools that track the RPMs, the error rates, and the thermal output of your hard drive.
So they see it coming.
If a drive starts running 5 degrees hotter and throwing micro errors on a Tuesday, the software flags it. The managed IT team sees the impending failure, and they proactively replace that drive during a planned maintenance window at 11 p.m. on Wednesday.
And no one even notices.
Your staff experiences zero disruption.
It's a completely different operational mindset. Now, imagine a different kind of problem. Let's say your business isn't facing a crisis. It's actually doing great.
Growing pains.
Yeah. You're expanding, opening a second location, and adding a dozen remote workers. A break-fix provider treats this as a frantic, disjointed, highly billable hardware project. They're just plugging holes as fast as you open them. But what happens when the employees get frustrated by this disjointed, slow IT response?
They immediately find their own workarounds.
Exactly. Shadow IT. It's an IT director's worst nightmare.
Oh, absolutely.
Employees start using their personal Dropbox accounts to share confidential company files because the server is too slow. They create unapproved WhatsApp groups to talk to clients. They use free, unencrypted email services.
Which is a huge security risk.
The break-fix guy has absolutely zero visibility into any of this. Suddenly, your proprietary company data is scattered across a dozen unmanaged, unsecured personal platforms.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, this is where managed IT really proves its strategic value beyond just fixing things.
Yeah.
Managed IT scales systematically. When you expand, it's executed through a cohesive technology roadmap. They provision secure, standardized tools that employees actually want to use, which naturally reins in that shadow IT behavior.
So people don't feel the need to go rogue.
Right. The technology doesn't impede the workflow. It securely enhances it.
Looking at all these operational pitfalls, it is painfully clear that reactive IT is just a ticking time bomb. But that raises a very obvious question for any business owner listening.
Which is?
If break-fix is so incredibly dangerous and managed IT is outsourced, why not just hire your own internal IT person full-time? Just bring someone in-house and put them on salary to do exactly what Technegian does.
It's a very logical thought process. Many leaders assume bringing it in-house gives them more control. But it all comes down to understanding the total cost of ownership. When you analyze the final numbers, the financial reality of building a competent internal team is shocking.
It's staggering. According to the industry data, if you want to hire a basic two-person in-house IT department, and you absolutely need two because one person has to eventually sleep, take vacations, or get sick.
Right, so you need coverage.
That alone costs around $185,000 annually in Southern California, and that is just the baseline salaries. That doesn't include benefits, and it certainly doesn't include buying the expensive enterprise-level monitoring tools, the security software licensing, or the backup infrastructure we've been talking about.
In stark contrast, let's look at comprehensive managed IT for that same 50-employee company. The breakdown puts that cost between $60,000 and $100,000 per year, all in.
Wow, that's a huge difference.
So the bottom line is that Switching to managed services actually results in a 25% to 45% cost reduction compared to the in-house model.
Which is a massive amount of capital you can redirect into actual revenue-generating parts of the business.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's not just a cheaper alternative. It is fundamentally a superior one. For that significantly lower cost, you aren't just getting two stressed-out guys in a server room. You're getting an entire deep bench of specialists.
You get the whole team.
You're guaranteeing a 15-minute response SLA, a strict service-level agreement for critical issues. You are getting the automated patching, the compliance tracking, and that 247 SOC anomaly monitoring we discussed.
Things two people just can't do.
A two-person internal team simply cannot physically provide 247 365-day active coverage. It's impossible.
But what about the businesses that already have great internal IT talent? I'm thinking of a scenario where you have a brilliant IT director who knows your highly customized proprietary manufacturing software inside and out.
Right, a key player.
But they are completely drowning in mundane password reset requests and pushing basic Windows updates. Do you just fire that person to bring in managed IT?
Not at all. And this is a really crucial middle ground that the industry is moving toward. Co-managed IT.
Okay, what does that look like?
This model is designed specifically for growing businesses that have valuable internal IT staff, but realize those individuals are overwhelmed by the daily grind. Co-managed IT supplements that existing internal talent with the enterprise-grade tools and the deep bench of the managed IT provider.
So the internal director keeps their job and focuses on the high-level company-specific strategy, like optimizing that manufacturing software, while the co-managed partner takes all the tedious heavy lifting off their plate.
Exactly right. The internal team is suddenly backed up by 247 endpoint monitoring, specialized compliance support, and crucial after-hours incident response.
That sounds like a game changer.
It elevates the internal staff from constantly putting out basic low-level fires to actually focusing on technology initiatives that drive the business forward.
So what does this all mean? When we boil down everything we've unpacked today, the hidden costs of downtime, the inverted financial incentives, the terrifying realities of automated cyber threats, and the sheer cost of building an in-house team, what is the ultimate takeaway for your business?
It's all about how you frame the investment.
I think the analogy we touched on earlier really brings it home.
Yeah.
Break-fix IT is exactly like health insurance that only covers emergency room visits.
It's the perfect parallel.
It feels cheaper month to month. You look at your expenses and think you're saving money because you haven't been to the hospital.
But do you have to go?
But the second you actually need it, the second you are in that emergency room with your systems completely down and data encrypted, the costs are instantly catastrophic.
Yeah. Yep.
Managed IT, on the other hand, is preventative medicine. It is the regular checkups, the daily vitamins, the proactive treatments that keep the business healthy in the first place and catch the disease long before it becomes terminal.
This raises an important question for anyone listening today. There is one tiny concession in the data. If your business is incredibly small, say under five people, with minimal tech needs, absolutely zero sensitive data, and no regulatory compliance requirements, then, okay, perhaps break-fix can still work for you.
Makes sense.
But if you have more than 10 employees, if your daily operations rely heavily on technology to generate revenue, or if you handle any sensitive client data, the reactive break-fix model is simply an unacceptable operational risk in 2026.
You just can't risk it.
The threat landscape has evolved entirely too much to rely on someone who only shows up after the damage is already done.
It really has. We're living in a different era of technology. And that actually brings me to a final thought I want to leave you with, building on that terrifying statistic about AI-powered cyber attacks increasing by 47%.
Yeah, that number is wild.
It makes you wonder, you know, if malicious AI is already out there relentlessly automating cyber attacks, probing your firewalls, and analyzing your network vulnerabilities 24/7 while we all sleep.
While we're totally offline.
How long until human-led IT teams, even the absolute best ones, are entirely obsolete? Wow.
Are we rapidly approaching a future where your business's only chance of survival is having your own quote-unquote good AI automatically fighting off bad AI in the middle of the night at machine speed, completely invisible to you?
That's a fascinating thought.
It's a wild shift in how we have to think about defending our livelihoods. Something to think about the next time you power down your laptop for the night.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive into the true cost of reactive IT. Stay curious, stay proactive, and we'll catch you on the next one.